In Canterbury Cathedral, there's a monument to a fine English composer, Orlando Gibbons. Now, you could be forgiven for thinking in that case he must have lived or worked there, but actually he didn't. He died there. For most of his adult life, he was an organist at the Chapel Royal. In the year 1625, when he was just 42 years old, he was travelling with the court of the new king, Charles I, to meet Queen Henrietta Maria, whom the king had recently married by proxy in Paris. The court got as far as Canterbury when Gibbons died of apoplexy, leaving behind a widow and seven children. Here's the beginning of one of his best-known works, a madrigal called The Silver Swan. Unlike the swan in the madrigal, Gibbons had already produced plenty of fine music long before his sudden death. He wrote a fair amount of instrumental music and a few other madrigals, but he's best remembered for his church music. I'd like to play you the start of his joyful eight-part setting of the psalm, O Clap Your Hands Together.
O clap your hands together,
O clap your hands together.
No doubt it was Gibbons who wrote that piece. But some people say a contemporary of his, William Heather, submitted it to Oxford University for the degree of Doctor of Music. I'm sure that was cheating, but you'll be pleased to know Gibbons got the degree as well. Quite late in his life, Gibbons had some hymn tunes published. He contributed 17 tunes to a collection that was printed in 1623. Some of them are still sung today, usually to texts written more recently. You might recognise this one, sung rather more slowly than we sing it today. Yes, that was Forth in Thy Name, O Lord, I Go. In this week of prayer for Christian unity, some of you may find yourselves singing one of Gibbon's best tunes to the words, O thou who at thy Eucharist didst pray, that all thy church might be for ever one. St. John's Gospel in chapter 17 includes our Lord's wonderful prayer during the Last Supper, Father, may they all be one, even as you and I are one. That text is very much in our minds during this week of prayer for Christian unity. And it was very much in the mind of William Turton, who wrote the words of this hymn around 1880. The Eucharist, of course, is the great sacrament of unity, the mystery through which God's people are gathered together to become one bread, one body. The hymn has a refrain which reminds us of this. Turton's hymn ends with a beautiful reflection on the church in heaven, when sacraments shall cease, when the church will be truly one with all the saints above, in one unbroken peace, in one unbounded love. Then our Lord's prayer will be perfectly fulfilled. Then the church will be one with the Trinity in unity.